And I would like to welcome the next panelists for today, which are John Bryan from Kellogg's, Indra Nooyi from PepsiCo, Dennis Morrison from Campbell Soup Company, and Ken Powell from General Mills. Help me welcome them on stage. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Denise. Ken, thank you. Andrew, thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Well, I know I'm up here with some innovative companies because I know your companies, and I know that to drive innovation, you have to stretch. You have to set goals. You have to challenge people. You have to inspire people to make that happen. And as it relates to our focus on sustainable agriculture, our partnership is that opportunity to connect these efforts all the way from farm to fork and to make an even bigger difference. And so what we'd like to do is the same, just ask you all to talk a little bit about how you feel about that and what's going on at your company, and we'll just go down the row, John, starting with you.
Great. Thanks, Doug. And it's a pleasure to be here. This is an amazing event, an opportunity for all of us to really make a difference. Now, the Kellogg Company was founded over 100 years ago by Mr. Kellogg. He was one of the great philanthropists of the last century, gave most of his wealth away, and today the Kellogg Foundation is still the single largest shareholder of the Kellogg Company. What has changed is what is the definition of doing the right thing, what we should be focused on if we really want to be socially responsible companies. And as Doug was saying, really the impact of a company like Kellogg on the environment within our four walls is not really that great, but when you get back in the supply chain, when you get back to the farm, that's where a lot of the environmental issues are. And so if you look at our social responsibility report, you see an increasing focus on our impact on the environment beyond just the four walls of our company. And so we work with farmers around the world to drive sustainable agricultural practices. One quick example, we're now sourcing quinoa from Bolivia. And so we put an agronomist in Bolivia to teach farmers sustainable agricultural practices in that area. And also we provide financial training to the growers because it requires two things. It requires both sustainable farming practices, but also a sustainable economic model to make this work. And so the crop we want to talk about today is really rice. Our commitment is around rice. Rice is one of the three largest crops that we purchase as a company. We use it in Special K and obviously Rice Krispies. And it is a very major crop around the world. It's a core crop for about half the world's population. It employs a multitude of small farmers around the world. And as Grant said, a lot of those farmers are women. And it's an opportunity for us to get together and make a difference because, unfortunately, rice is a source of greenhouse gas emissions, methane in terms of production of the rice itself. So we've worked with our growers, with our suppliers, and our partners to come up with a program, policies, procedures that will do two things. It will both reduce the environmental impact of rice growing over time, as well as improve the livelihood of smallhold farmers in the rice area. And so some of these partners, such as the International Rice Research Institute, the United Nations, and so on, have come together with programs that, quite frankly, we can all work hard together as companies to drive these practices back on the farm. And so we're excited today to sign that commitment to continue to drive those practices, and there'll be more coming out on this at the United Nations Forum later this year in New York. So we are committed to sustainable agriculture, sustainable livelihoods, to protect the resources of the world and to ensure that we're making a difference for the future.
Absolutely. That point that you made about managing the finances of the farm, I think, is a huge one. Around the world, there are very large commercial farms and there are subsistence farmers that are incredibly small that really have a hard time scaling. Between those, there's this sweet spot of small farmers who, if they could understand how to manage cash flows and the other components of their work as a business, they become more sustainable and can scale. I think it's one of the keys to being able to feed the world in the future. So that's a really important point. Thank you, John. Denise.
Well, first of all, Doug, thank you very much for inviting us here. We're really honored to participate in this. And really, making a sustainable difference is really a big part of our purpose, which is real food that matters for life's moments. And we need to be stewards of the natural resources left in our care. We've set many goals in this area for 2020, and I'll just talk a little bit about a few. The first is in the area of renewable energy. energy. Campbell's actually has one of the largest solar fields. It's 60 acres on our Napoleon site, which is one of the largest soup plants in the world. It actually provides 15% of our energy and has been very efficient. And we're working in the area of biodigesters as well to convert the waste to energy. So that's one of the examples of some of the things we're doing. In the area of sustainable agriculture, we have 2 billion pounds of tomatoes that we use every year. And our tomatoes are grown by a network of family farmers in California largely. The Dairy Farmers of America talked about the importance of the family farm, and I couldn't agree more. Working with them on sustainable agriculture practices is hugely important. In addition, with our acquisition of Bolthouse Farms, we now find ourselves as one of the largest suppliers of carrots in the United States. And so we are working with them as well on sustainable agriculture, particularly in the area of water conservation, where we have worked both with the tomato farmers and the carrots for drip irrigation, which has saved water by about 25%. So we have also been very much engaged with Walmart in terms of expanding our commitment to sustainable agriculture. We're working with the Sustainability Consortium and the Walmart Fertilization or Fertilizer Optimization Project, which has been really important. So I believe, and I am so excited about our commitment to sustainable agriculture, and we have a goal of reducing the greenhouse gas by 20% and also water by 20%, and we're excited about signing that, as well as working with my esteemed colleagues here to help achieve zero net deforestation by 2020 and sourcing our palm oil needs from certified sustainable sources by 2015. So we look forward to working with all of you on that.
That's good.
Mm-mm,
is that
good.
How you say it?
Yeah.
I probably didn't say that right, did I?
Close enough.
Close enough. Those are some outstanding commitments, Denise.
Thank you
for your leadership. Indra, you've made a big difference during your tenure. I know you've thought about these ideas deeply as well. What's on your mind?
Well, before I begin, I hope Denise and I didn't remind you of Mount Rushmore. Maybe. I was hoping you could say people's 20 most beautiful people or something.
Yes, that too.
Next time, okay.
Yes.
Next time, could you just...
Yes, sorry.
Just wanted to get the record straight. First of all, thank you, Doug, for hosting this event. Thank you for inviting us. And I think this collaboration is what's needed to move the agenda forward on sustainable agriculture. And as you mentioned, for the past several years, PepsiCo's been focused on performance with purpose. And basically, we're focused on how can we deliver performance while transforming our portfolio to be healthier, to really minimize our impact on the environment and treat our people phenomenally well. And this whole area of sustainable agriculture is a critical part of our environmental sustainability objective. Because whether it's oats for Quaker or potatoes and corn for our snack business, cola nuts for Pepsi, whether it's oranges for Tropicana, we depend on agriculture to survive as a company. In fact, 13 of the top 20 items we buy are agriculture input. So it's critically important to us. And we cannot be successful without our growers. So we've really started a program to make sure that they are successful, whether it's small whole farmers or big agribusiness. We know we have to work with them in order for us to be successful. And what we did is we took all of the sustainable agriculture initiatives and formalized it into a sustainable farming initiative, which was developed collaboratively with business partners, suppliers, farmers, NGOs, academics. We worked with all of them. And basically, what the Sustainable Farming Initiative does is establishes a clear and universal standard for defining and implementing and quantifying sustainable agricultural practices. And what it does is, it's a holistic approach which addresses the environmental, social, and economic components of agriculture. It has the capacity to engage all growers equally, regardless of size, geography, or business structure. And it has the flexibility to apply the standard to any crop. So we try to be as objective and neutral as possible. And since developing the standard, we've worked hard to prove out the concept and then to learn from the experience. So it's sort of a continuous learning for us. We've undertaken 36 pilot projects over 14 different countries. And with our Frito-Lay potato growing program in North America, we've really stepped it up to take it to a whole new level. And we are very encouraged by the results we've seen, because we're seeing that water usage, pesticide application, energy use can all decrease if you really apply these standards in a very diligent and a focused way. And the one thing that I feel particularly good is that we've intentionally designed the standard to be compatible with, not in competition with, other standards, because I think this is one where we all have to work together to make sure we don't add to the burdens of farmers. But we have to figure out how we all work together, competitors and partners alike, to make sure that we all stay working together to make life easier for the farmer. And I think there are many areas we can, where we can all compete, but this is one area we should look to work together collaboratively. And I think that's why this program is very important, Doug, because this is a chance for us to work together. The other area that we are working on is the initiative to reduce the environmental impacts of fertilizer. We all know that fertilizer is not a topic of everyday's conversation, but nitrogen-based fertilizers have a huge negative impact because they pollute waterways and they emit harmful greenhouse gases. So we're doing a lot to take innovative ways to use our waste products, like orange peels in Florida, potato peelings in Turkey, doesn't matter which part of the world. We generate so much of the agricultural waste that we're using that to create fertilizer out of it. So I think all of the initiatives that we have, companies on this panel and other companies have, I think it's the beginning of a revolution, not just a small movement, where we can actually make a difference to the way farming is conducted, so we can actually reduce the overall carbon footprint and the environmental sustainability of all our programs. And we truly appreciate this partnership with Walmart. I mean, you're a major, major, major influence in this industry, and I think together, manufacturers on this panel, people in this room working together with you, can make a fundamental difference to what's going on in the area of sustainable farming.
Yeah, well said. One of the things you could hear in Indra's description is the ability to work across countries. You know, governments are limited sometimes by their focus, by the nature of their responsibility, but you working across 40 countries, in some cases where there's not a very well-developed agricultural support system. Co-ops don't exist, extension services aren't there. To help take those great ideas and move them across and support farmers is so important. You play a role that others can't play, having a big impact.
Thank you.
Performance with purpose. I like how you say that.
Ken. 20 most beautiful people in People magazine.
You'd be number one. Yeah. Ken.
Well, Doug, first of all, as you and I were chatting a little bit earlier, I think, you know, we're all in this room so committed to sustainability, and we do great work in our companies, but I'm not sure we always speak with the loudest as loud a voice as we should. And so thank you for convening us and giving us, I think, a voice and a platform to tell our stories. And before I talk about this and Walmart, and Doug has made commitments, and I've made commitments, but I think there's a human dimension. There's an employee, there are associate, there's a colleagues in Walmart, and Doug has made commitments, and I've made commitments. But I think there's a human dimension. There's an employee, there are associate, there's a colleagues in Food Solutions, and the purpose of this organization is to transfer food technologies to small and medium-sized companies, primarily in Africa, but to help stabilize the value chain. And in doing so, what this organization has accomplished is it's really increased sourcing from very small farmers in these regions where we operate, primarily farms of 2 to 3 acres run by women. But the magic and the secret sauce of this organization is that it uses the volunteer efforts of General Mills employees, also Cargill employees, one of our partners. And I will tell you, we've unlocked a yearning here. These employees send us letters. I'm sure Greg Page has got some of these letters. They say, look, I've worked at General Mills in R&D for years and years. I've accomplished a lot. I've never been prouder than the work I did to help this little company in Africa stabilize their business and source
grain or corn or whatever it is from these small farms in Zambia or Kenya. So there's a very powerful human motivation, and when we unlock these opportunities for our employees, it's a very very important thing that we do. So we're doing that, but we're also working in other areas. And today, our commitment is about further accelerating our commitment to sustainable agriculture. We're doing this through a partnership with an initiative called Field to Market, which I think most of you are familiar with. We're focused on North American row crops. This is something that Walmart has actually been part of this work for almost 3 years, primarily Jack Sinclair's team and his category director, Tim Robinson, very engaged. We're enabling and getting out these Field to Market tools to help in decisions around irrigation and tillage and crop rotation and these sorts of things, and which result in much more efficient usage and much lower impacts on the environment. And so today we're expanding our commitment to that initiative, Doug. We're going to be expanding the acreage in our Field to Market initiative to 2.5 million acres, and pretty darn fast, by the end of 2015, and we're starting with a million today, so that's a big commitment. We're going to further leverage General Mills' innovation and technical strengths to connect these farmers with nitrogen management tools so that they can come up with the best solution for them. And we're going to do something interesting. We're going to co-sponsor an innovation challenge for farmers who demonstrate the best ways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in their management of fertilizer. We think this work will take 20,000 tons of greenhouse gas out in the first year while maintaining production levels. So it's very, we're very proud of this commitment. And again, we want to thank you for your efforts to convene us and allow us to partner with you on these activities.
Thanks, Ken. That's important stuff. And congratulations on the speed. It's really good to see. We need to move with speed. So now we get to have a photograph taken and sign a piece of paper, and your name will be written on that piece of paper for you to sign next to it, okay?